another edition of Bridging the Gap. We're taking the word to the streets. Bridging the Gap with Dwayne Kennedy. Oh, don't go nowhere. You're listening to Bridging the Gap. Bridging the Gap.
Yes and amen. Hey, welcome to Bridging the Gap. We in the house. We just love the Lord. It's about letting the Lord have his way in everything that we do and everything that we say, giving God the glory. You know, I got a special guest going to be in the house today. He's like my Hebrew scholar. Amen. And I'm going to explain to you a little bit more about him in a few, John Mark. He's just a great guy. I know him personally, but he's also a teacher of mine. I go to him to understand the Hebrew language, which I think is very important. The conversation today, I just like to call it study to show thyself approved. Amen. Study to show thyself approved. God is good. Hey, let's get into some of this good gospel. You know how I like to roll.
Since you got the dope, drop info and stock grow like it's not cop and blow. That's how the block go, not cop and blow. More like cop than foe plus FOMO. Equal an eight, that's for promo. With a gang, still remain solo. It's in my veins like a cholo. Wood grain with the Momo. Block stain with the same photo. Drug dealing, blood spilling, thugs mug pillin'. The same logo, eight eternal, created journal. Yahshua's commanding officer, he made me colonel. In the inferno with the fourth man. On dark blocks, where they park drops and spark clocks until heart stops. Past the clip and smashing, dipping, consuming, flashing, tripping, moving too fast to listen till he crashed. That whip into the center divider. Now sinners decide whether he live or die, dealing with riders.
Fast lane, another hustler lost in hard times. Got him pitching the wall. He know what's wrong, but he's caught in the game. Rocks with a fiend, sparking the flame. Walk with a cane in the hallway, sorting his change. It's where the tables turn tricky. His brothers in the game, boarding like he mixed with Derrick G and King Griffey. Neighborhood MVP. Sell dope from the dirty south back down to the CPT.
Worldwide like an MP3. Had cheese dipping in cheese before we even seen the kid. Turned 19, supplied the homies with that light green. Flossing cause he thought he had the right team. But now the feds on me. Infrared's on me for packing up macaroni in the sack for the homies. Cold thing, how the game go? I tried to change, so what I gotta bang for? Long as my name broke. Hold up.
Like it ain't funny when it came to money. Turned 17 and changed the name to Honey. Same as Sunny, that's her best friend. Collect ends, roll up bins on them tight rims. They all in, only getting her ball on matter. I saw her at the mall getting honeycomb tatted. She didn't hesitate to switch up. She hit the strip club, shaking for them rich thugs. Hoping they tipped up. First chasing money, now she mixed drugs. Got her a stack left home, now she's starting to miss love.
Daddy's kissing his hug. She reminisces on her life, which was, but now she's a pole dancer. But it's old cancer, just like Eve, let the serpent romance her. Greed fell for the first trick, thought up, wasn't how she was brought up. Praying cause she was caught up, caught up.
Gangsters caught up. She got caught up. So many people getting caught up in this world.
They move with it.
I tell you, boy, I tell you, this is some true life stuff here. I call this extreme worship because there's a lot of people that went through some things that should have destroyed them and killed them. But God gets the glory. Hallelujah.
We're taking the word to the streets, bridging the gap.
Yo, hey, you tell them heaven is my destination. Until I reach there, I'm teaching this kingdom education. Hey, don't be scared to lay your hands on the sick. And don't be scared to cast the devil out quick. Cause your obedience will unlock a miracle, though. Don't act hysterical, radical, born again fully, yes, evangelical. Hey, my commitment is consistent in my Father's work. How can you say that you a Christian if you're not at work? Your temporary Sunday's not enough. The everyday life revivals and everyday life for us, yo. I can't care less by having titles in the church. Cause serving hood's the only hood I'm repping on this earth. Feeling new though, man, I ain't no different than you. I'm just like you though. Call upon the name of the Lord to see what he do though. Watching things from heaven's perspective is a better view though. Jesus is the truth, he's the truth. Hey, I'm willing to be misunderstood for the gospel I preach. I'm willing to be misunderstood by my partners in peace. They might not understand the reason I submitted to Jesus. Mr. Preacher in your speaker, hope it's Christ when they see me. I bring my Bible with me everywhere. Revival with me everywhere. Kingdom music everywhere. Spread the music everywhere. Headshot, red dot, hit Satan in his dome. Hey, earth is temporary, tell him heaven is my home.
Yeah. Transformation, new creation, now it's like brand new. They always ask me, how you know that's true? It's what I tell them, look, you know it's real, man, when the crypt went red. You know it's real, though, when the blood went blue. You know it's true, They turned my father's house into a store of merchandise. The greedy pastor said, I hope you brought your purse tonight. With such observant eyes, he watched what every person buys. Don't let the gospel be verbalized or commercialized. Hey, I said they flatter the rich. They take advantage of the poor and then they gather in cliques. Look, your partiality reminds me of some Satanism. If you gon' love, you better love without some favoritism.
A building full of demons, churches turn into a daycare. They should teach you deliverance. If not, you shouldn't stay there. You don't study, you don't preach. Man of God, you've been warned. Only passion that you have is a desire to perform.
See, I refuse to be a people pleaser. How can you lead the people, always trying to please the people? Intercede for me and mine, Jesus, come free my people. That's how I feed the people, please don't follow evil.
Even Jesus came to stick up for the stick up, kid. You don't need no blicky, put that blick up, don't you give up, kid. See the dust you used to kick up, you got mixed up in. See how sin can make you sick, ain't you sick of sin? Hey, California hotel can lead you straight to hell. Doing 90 on the freeway, then they throw you in a cell. Look, the narrow road, I pray one day you find. It's KMF forever, forever, this kingdom mine, huh?
Hey, I remember singing la da da da. Don't bring that over here, I'll be like nah 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 nah. It's God on my side, hope it's God you decide. When you give your life to Jesus, you fully can come alive. Yeah.
My resurrected king, you know what resurrecting mean. Don't speak death upon my dream. I'm like, death, where's your sting? From Genesis to Exodus, the best is yet unseen. The less I feed my flesh, the less the mess I have to clean. Hey, life with Jesus, man, I promise it's better with. Look at this legacy my twin brother left me with. Yeah, it's only right I pass the mantle to my nephew. Hey, little Brandon, show these steppers how you step. KMF, boy.
Hey, diamond in the rough, an example. Tell my uncle I got you, I'll help you carry the mantle. I want a boldness like Jeremiah to preach among the nation. Or Jonah in Nineveh, I just know I gotta be patient. Study to show yourself approved when the plow of trouble near. Study to show yourself approved when the devil in your ear. Can't be comfortable where you at, you gotta get out that box. Don't let the devil knock you to the bottom like the rock. I bro, tell me what it is. Mind, I'm trying to make a change. Want some changes in your pocket, want victory, call his name. What you talking, call on who? My pockets on E to C's. Ay, that's decent wisdom better than presidents. I'm saying call on G's. Ay, but who though? Man, I ain't no different than you. I'm just like you though. Call upon the name of the Lord and see what he do though. S&B my G, S&D better view though. Jesus is the truth, I think on the go right.
We're speaking the word and how it relates to you. This is Bridging the Gap.
Yeah, we knocking in demons now. Holy Spirit, feel it in me now. So every demon that step in the path, try to come attack, finna get it now. Yeah, we knocking in demons.
See the world getting clearer, the fog and the smoke getting clearer. The devil and demons attacking by, so I'm breaking the mirror. So I don't get salty, I know it's a lot, but it's all for the one who I'm hearing. I'm working at AA, let's go. Running and getting this, she's just a flow. Run with the Bible, it's sticking my pole. The devil trying to keep me, you know how it go. I don't get salty, and God is my heart. When the Bible is open, my hand is on stone. Better get to the reading and feeding the heart. Killing Satan, don't ever be supposed to.
Yeah, we knocking in demons now. Holy Spirit, feel it in me now. So every demon that step in the path, try to come attack, finna get it now. Yeah, we knocking in demons down. Knocking in demons down. Tag finna get it now. Yeah, we knocking them demons down. Yeah, knocking them demons down. Yeah, knocking them demons down. Yeah, knocking them demons down. Yeah,
knocking them demons down. They like Gizmo. Stomp on snakes, they might bite. You feel me? Stomp on the devil's playground. Tell every demon to lay down. You know KG, he stay down. For the gospel, I don't play round. It's all about Jesus and none of you. They run into Jesus whenever they run to you. So whenever they come, you lead them back to Jesus. You ain't gotta worry, everybody need them. If they hungry, you know that I gotta feed them. Break every chain, introduce them all to freedom. Ooh. I ain't about to let the devil win. I'ma steal, kill, and destroy him. I ain't about to let him kill me.
Copy.
Feel me? BT, YD, KG, ooh-wee. You ain't about to stop nothing silly. Yeah, I know you hear me. Hold
yeah, we knocking them demons now. Holy Spirit, feel it in me now. So every demon that step in the pad, try to come attack, finna get it now. Yeah, we knocking them demons down. Yeah, knocking them demons down. Knocking them demons down, knocking them demons down. Yeah, we knocking them demons down. Holy Spirit, feel it in me now. So every demon that step in the path, try to come attack, finna get it now. Yeah, we knocking them demons down, knocking them demons down, knocking them demons down, knocking them demons down. Yeah, we kicking demons to the gutter. Yeah, I think you got you like no other. Demons slipping off me like it's butter. They trying to keep on growing, gotta cut them. Through Jesus, gotta show them, so I shut them. The negative, we throw it through the shutter. We pray and cast demons as they coming. I got my Father in me, keep it coming. Dirty devil, he would treat us like nothing. That's until my Father turned us to something. Knocking demons to the sound of the trumpet. The demons, they tremble, they know I ain't bluffing. I thank God, so I praise him, ooh. Won't switch for nothing. Like I will praise him, ooh, ooh. Won't switch for nothing. Wait, I thank you, God. You was there when I was dirty and dry. You gave me hope when I would down myself. And I would keep in conscious, how worthy am I? You took control of the demons, then they started leaving. And you gave me purity inside. So that's why I'm knocking down demons. Cause you gave me power to make every legion deprived. Yeah, yeah, we knocking them demons down. Holy Spirit, feel it in me now. So every demon that step in the pad, try to come attack, finna get it now. Yeah, we knocking them demons down. Yeah, 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 we knocking them demons down. Holy Spirit, feel it in me now. So every demon that step in the pad, try to come attack, finna get it now. Yeah, we knocking them demons down. Yeah, knocking them demons down. Yeah, knocking them demons down. Yeah, knocking them demons down.
Yes, and amen. Hey, welcome to Bridging the Gap. We are in the house today. Amen. And I feel so honored to have one of my teachers here. This is John Mark. He's one of my Hebrew teachers. And, you know, it's just a blessing. You see, I come from a different school. The school that I come from is I get so much joy in studying the Word of God. Like I said before on many occasions, I didn't have the altar call experience. I didn't have a pastor prompting me to come up to the altar to get saved. I didn't have anybody walking me up to the altar. All I had was me in a drug-confessed apartment, me talking to God, someone that I didn't even know was real, me talking to him, trying to find out what's going on with this life. And he revealed himself to me, and I started that relationship with him. Now, keep in mind, after I got saved, 2 years later, 3 years later, I found me a church. See, so that's my relationship with God was me and him. But I got into a place where I just loved to study his word, because when I came to the knowledge of who he was, it's like, man, there's so much more to him. And I tell you, all the preachers and the pastors out there, God hasn't revealed everything to us. We don't know it all, you know, but I'm in the house with my man, John Mark. And how are you today, sir?
Good.
I am blessed that you had the time to come see, because I know that you are busy teaching. So it's an honor to have you here. And I consider him to be my Hebrew scholar, y'all. I definitely. He speaks it. He studies it. He trains others to it, to know it. And I believe it's a great thing that you have to obtain. Now we all know God has made the scriptures simplistic. Salvation is simplistic. We understand that. But there's so much more to knowing him. And that's where I'm at. And I just want to share that with you. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved, not to man. He said to study to show thyself approved to me, to God, to show yourself approved to him. He wants us to learn more of him. You know the story, John, about... was it Martha and Mary when one was serving and one was under the feet of Jesus?
Mary was sitting at his feet.
Under the feet of Jesus, just learning. And Martha was like, hey, Jesus, because, you know, Jesus, you know, a lot of people don't realize Jesus rode with a crew. You know, I mean, we hear about the 12, but he had some boys with him. He had his peoples with him. She was serving. Martha was serving everybody. She was doing an awesome job. And she was like, Lord, can you get Mary to come help me? And the Lord said to her, not minimizing what Martha was doing, but the Lord said to her, she chose the better part. She want to sit under my feet and learn of me. And he said, she chose the better part. You know, I can go on with that about women preachers and all that stuff, but I ain't going to touch that. But the Bible says that she chose the better part, just to sit there and learn, probably asking all kinds of questions. And that's where we are. That's where I want to be. And that's where I continue to be. I love studying his things. So tell us a little bit about the Hebrew language, some things that we need to know. Why should we study in Hebrew?
Why should we study Hebrew?
Yes.
That's a loaded question.
I know it is. I'm trying to give you the song. You know, I can get deeper with it, but I'm trying to keep it simplistic.
That's a broad question.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a little story out of when I first started actually learning Hebrew as a translator back in 1985, mm-hmm. dating myself a little bit. Had done some other languages previously, and so we're in an intense year and a half, all day, every day, learning Hebrew. So I go, I get myself a Hebrew New Testament, and my pastor's doing this thing on the four colors of the horsemen.
That sounds good.
And in Revelation, and he's got these things for each of them, the black, the white, the red, and then he hits us with a pail, right? And I'm sitting there going, following along in my little Hebrew New Testament, and it doesn't say pail. It says yorokrok, and yorokrok literally means light green.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could say pale green, but it's a green. And so I immediately went and I actually raised my hand and said, hey, Larry, what's going on here? You know, and he says, that doesn't fit my scenario. Back off, leave me alone. Okay. You don't know what it really, I mean, you really don't want to know what it says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've already got this preconceived. I love the guy. So yeah. I don't want to beat him up, but you see that a lot within, We have our agendas,
mm-hmm.
right? So I went back and I'm looking at it, you know, going, okay, what's the Greek? And the Greek is chlorosis, right? So chlorophyll that turns the trees green, it's the same root. It's a light green. And so then you go back and you go, well, what is it in the Tanakh? What is it in the Torah and the prophets and the writings? And it's associated with mildew and leprosy.
Mm.
Which gives you a whole different picture of what that horse...
That pale horse.
Light green.
Yeah, oh yeah. Let me get it right. Yeah.
So it gives you context. He was operating off of what that word would mean in English,
mm-hmm.
and trying to do some associations. But if you actually go back through it and trace it back to the first mentioned places in scripture, it gives you a much richer context.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing we like to tell folks, you know, if you're satisfied with that old black and white pixelated TV, great. You can watch Howdy Doody on it or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to have a visual experience, you want full color, you know, 3D, 4K, big old thing. And Hebrews like that. Mm-hmm. Hebrew, and when you tie Hebrew and Greek together, you get a much richer picture of what's there. And so a lot of people are threatened by it, right?
Because it goes against what they've been taught for years. And
well, yeah, are we teachable or not? Mm-hmm. And so with our groups, what we do is basically is we got to remain teachable. Mm-hmm. We learn things every day. And, you know, I don't have a set of boxes that I got God fit into all my little boxes. God blows away the boxes, right? And so that's one of the things that Hebrew does for you.
You know, that's one thing I started the broadcast out today. And I wanted to share that, is that God hasn't revealed everything to us. You know, I mean, we have the scriptures, but he hasn't revealed everything to us. Some things, you know, and when I got saved, I wanted, this is a prayer of mine. I was like, Lord, I want to know the hidden things. I don't want to just know the surface, because I never was a surface Christian. Mm-hmm. I was the guy in my church, pastor, raising my hand. You know, I was the guy questioning things. Not to be irritating, but because I wanted to know. See, now I didn't know about the pair of horse, but I ran through so many scriptures, and I did word studies. I didn't do the whole, you know, like you do, the whole paragraph and whole. I did word studies, so I would go through a word in the Hebrew into the Greek, and I'd be like, wow, that's what it means. It doesn't mean what I thought it meant all these years. But that's what it means, and it gave me so much understanding and revelation, and it prompted me to even go further and deeper into it. That's why I love Hebrew. Now I can say that's the language of God. I can say that because that was what Hebrew is, what sound and numbers.
It has a multitude of aspects to it. So they didn't have numbers like we have, right? They didn't have the numerals 1, 2, 3. They used the Aleph, the Bet, the Gimel, et cetera, for that numerical, to picture that numerical value. So a very simple one is, like, we say alphabet, right? Mm-hmm. Aleph, Bet in Hebrew is all the letters of the Aleph, Bet. It's A-B, but in Hebrew, Aleph is 1, Bet is 2, and Aleph, Bet literally is father. Mm. So in one sense, here's one thing I saw several years ago, and it blew me away, because I'd studied Hebrew a long time ago and been doing it and seeing different things all along. But then I'm trying to explain the alphabet to little kids, and I realized all of a sudden that alphabet spells dad. How do you make a word flesh? How do you make the word flesh through the father? Mm-hmm. And Aleph Bet literally means, is how you spell dad. Mm. So the Aleph Bet, alphabet for us, really, that's how you spell daddy. You know, it blew me away. I'm sitting there, you know, teaching little kids, going, whoa, humbled, you know. Uh-huh. So if you look at it, you have Aleph Bet, 1 + 2 = 3. You can't have a father without 3. Mm. And that's the minuscule tip of the iceberg, right? You dive in, and there's all kinds of different aspects to it that you're constantly learning. But it puts you into a place of being humble. Hebrew is very humbling, mm-hmm. and Greek can be too. Greek's a different animal, but it's humbling because you can't say, hey, I got it. Mm-hmm. I've you know, written the final thing, and I got all my ducks in a row and stuff. It's very humbling.
Wow, that's what's powerful to me is, you know, and I'm a studier. I love to study. I remember, you know, when I first got saved, I'd be sitting in my living room floor, man, and I had books and, you know, and concordias and, you know, this kind of breakdown, this language and this land. I had it all, and no one would touch it until I got back. You know, I mean, I'd be all on my floor. And I would go from one piece to the other piece to this. And I got so much energy through that. Mm-hmm. That's why I love study. Now, you know, I went to school and I got all my degrees and seminary school. I did all of that. But I found more pleasure in my Hebrew classes, my Hebrew classes and world history, world religion. Man, I got so, you know, because I wanted to know. I wanted to know what all this is about. And I think today you just have people that just, you know, they stick with the fundamentals. And I believe that the fundamentals can get you into heaven. I believe that. But there's so much richer. There's so much more to God. And I'm reminded of the Bema seat, the Bema judgment. If you guys don't look that up, Bema judgment. Well, Bema means judgment. But look that up, Bema, the Bema seat of Christ. And this is a judgment for the saints. And he says that I'm going to reward you according to what you did down here on the earth in your flesh, what the things that you did. And I believe studying is a big part of that. I believe that when he sees us skipping the religious sport demon, skipping sports and skipping this and put some time into studying, God honors that. And I tell you this, God is not a respecter of person, but I'm going to tell you he is a respecter of faith. Amen. But hey, we're going to go to a break. We're going to come back. I love this conversation because I sit with this guy and I tell you, you know, the stuff that the studies that come through them is really eye-opening for me. And I just appreciate the Lord for blessing me with this man in my life. So, hey, we'll be right back on Bridging the Gap.
This is WPOL. W273 DH High Point. Listening to Bridging the Gap. Bridging the Gap.
With my man, John Meyer. Amen. I appreciate him for being in the house, for stopping by, and all this good stuff. I think he got a lot of information for us people. You know, we do have a phone call. I can't screen the call, so I don't know what the call is going to say, so hopefully they don't surprise us too much. Amen. Caller, are you there?
Hey, very good. How are you?
Wonderful, sir. How are you doing today?
Good, good, good.
All right, you want to share something with us? You got a question?
He's from Dearborn, man.
Dearborn?
We're Motown.
Maybe at one time.
Motown boy.
A little, but one of them knows the nose. So my question kind of it's kind of a commented question, but it revolves around Hosea, what Hosea told us through the Lord, that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
Ooh, come on, somebody.
So what is that knowledge about? Because there's no shortage of teaching out there. But as Spurgeon said, discernment is not about differentiating between right and wrong, but between right and almost right.
Mm.
So how does the original language help us in that? And also, is there something to the Parshat and Haftarah to find unity within the body in seeking his word?
Have at it.
That's the question, brothers.
So the Parashah for folks is in Nehemiah 8 and Nehemiah 8. All the people gather themselves together as one man, right? And they talk to Ezra the scribe, and he brings the book of Torah of Moses, Moses' Torah, which Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh had commanded to Israel. And so he brings the Torah before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. So they're leading into Sukkot. This is actually the very first day of Feast of Trumpets.
Mm-hmm.
So you're suggesting there's a timing to this as well?
Sure. That's the beginning of the reading. That's why they start then. And so he reads before the street that's before the water gate from the morning till midday, before the men and the women and those that could understand. And all the ears of the people were attentive to the book of Torah. And I say Torah because if you look between the Greek and the English, I mean the Greek and the Hebrew, there's a number of words that we translate as law that all aren't Torah.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a mistake in conflating. It's called a logical fallacy when you conflate things. You say all these things are the same, right?
Yeah.
We look at snow and go, oh, it's snow. And an Eskimo will go, no. There's this, you know, they got like, 14 different concepts within that.
Okay.
And we conflate it so we're of little use to what they do.
Yeah. It's like the word love.
Sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, eros, agape, philos, storge, mm-hmm. in the Greek.
And all we have is love. Yep, I got you.
So he stands up there and he begins this thing. He opens the book and he reads it. Mm-hmm. And that is credited with starting this reading. They call it the Mikra. And what Paul tells Timothy to do, it's not public reading. If you look at the Greek word, it goes back to Mikra. And so it's what we call the parasha. It's these portions that they read throughout the year. Paul's telling Timothy, don't forsake this. Mm-hmm. Keep doing this. And so one of the things that I think our caller is asking is, why does this bring it? It orients everybody around the same reading during each week.
At the same time.
So everybody's in the same passage. And so what we do this weekly. We read through the same reading together that actually you go to any Orthodox or Reform or conservative Jew, they're doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually gives us an ability to relate to them on what scripture is, but we also are going, okay, how did Yeshua translate this? How did Jesus use this in what he was saying? So it gives us context for what Jesus is teaching mm-hmm. at the same time to his students. And when he stood up and he read the thing in the prophets and said, today this is fulfilled in your sight, he's actually reading from this Torah and Haftarah reading. And what it does for us is it gives us this unity of being on the same page, if mm-hmm. you will.
That's one thing Pastor Stu do. Every Wednesday, all around the Darios, they're studying from the same passage of Scripture and whatever that
is. Yeah, but it's not the same as...
Well, no, I mean, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So Dan's question is about unity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this helped bring that group that's tasked with rebuilding his kingdom, if you will, God's kingdom. So they're all on the same, they get all on the same page, and they're following this through the year. So they're doing this every year. They're doing a full reading of the Torah, and they begin to include the prophets and the writings, et cetera.
So, I mean, from a churchgoer standpoint, to me, it's like you go to different churches, everybody is on a different sermon series.
Yeah.
And how is that not just chaos at some point? I mean, God bless them if there's something inspired in that sermon series, but why not appeal to the greater unity of the body in something that's been established for hundreds of years?
Well, I agree with that.
Thousands of years, Dan?
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I mean, you know, I wish that could be done. And that's why I brought up Pastor Stu, because he does practice that. It's not the same reading, but it's the same concept. But so when he says study to show that,
you're going to turn him on to Parshat.
Well, I mean, that's a whole different thing. I'm just talking about that. I'm just relating that.
I get it.
But yeah. Sure. So now this when he says study to show thyself approved, he was referring to doing this. Everybody doing the same thing at the same time. All over
exactly.
the place. Okay. That's a good note. I wish the churches all around could do that. That would be something that would be unique, you know? And
there
then, because what the scriptures call it, public reading, right?
That they translate it as public reading.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, the Hebrew is literally a reading.
Yeah.
But it's referring specifically to these portions that go throughout the year.
And that's awesome to know. It's just, you know, There's a lot, and this is why I say there's a lot in the Hebrew language and the concept that we need to grab
hold. There's a cultural context. So if I'm going to really learn a language, and I'm not doing it, like, for example, in when I went through it, we had Israelis teach us.
Mm-hmm.
And we were tasked with actually understanding, being able to go over there and understand I can't go into it. I'd have to, you know.
Yeah.
but it's a living language, and it's bigger than just biblical Hebrew is a subset of modern Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people like to say, you know, guys graduating from seminary like to say, well, it's two different languages. It's actually not, you know, because if you could liken it to IT, right? In your world, in the radio world, you have terms that somebody like me, not coming from the broadcast world, you could lose me,
mm-hmm.
right? You got FCC things, that directives that you might refer to in shorthand, acronyms.
That's a Mike Calbone, yeah.
yeah,
but I hear you.
Yeah, but it's a subset language, right? Where you wouldn't say, I didn't understand English. You would just say, I didn't understand the vocabulary within that. And so there's different subsets. So in the military, we live by acronyms in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And you come out of the military and you have to readjust how you talk to people, because they're going, I don't understand that acronym. So it's sort of the same thing. It's biblical Hebrew is a subset within the greater context of modern Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
So when you learn to think it, breathe it, dream in it, I mean, you know, a month in to this year and a half process, we're starting to dream it.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I think that's what's missing, because people get so caught up in, I don't know, I don't understand, instead of, man, try. I'm going to grab hold of this. I want to get to know this. You know what I'm saying? Like me, I embrace it. I embrace the unknown, because even talking to you now about this, I'm following you, but then I understand exactly what you're saying, but then I can see how some people that don't have that same desire can get lost. And I'm just letting you know, the listeners, I'm letting you know, it's so important to get a hold of that Hebrew content and when he was saying and what he was saying and who he was saying it to and the time period that he was saying. All of that stuff has so much meaning. Hey, but we got to go to a break. Are you going to hold on for a little bit longer, caller?
I'm all good. I'll just keep listening. But blessed are those who seek and hunger after righteousness.
Amen.
Unity is what you got to be careful what you're looking for unity in. So I think you're on the right track. But thank you for the show today. It's very on target. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Amen.
Bless you, brother.
Bless you.
Bye.
Amen. But we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with my man, John Mark. he's my scholar. I tell y'all, he's my scholar because I can sit and learn from him all day long. Now, it can get deep. Hebrew gets deep. But I tell you, it's worth the cause. It's worth to the understanding of Scripture. I think it's just so it's awesome. Hey, but we'll be right back on Bridging the Gap. Yes and amen. Hey, welcome back to Bridging the Gap. I'm in the house with John Mark, my Hebrew scholar. Amen. And he's going to share some more stuff with us. You know, he has so many stories. I mean, you know, he goes back and forth overseas, Israel and many more places. And he speaks Hebrew. He teaches Hebrew, you know, and he has a couple classes that he do that I'm a part of. And I just appreciate the revelation that comes through the Hebrew language. It just gives me a better understanding of Christ. It gives me a better understanding of God and what He wants and who He is. I mean, you know, I can't explain how big our God is and how much this language unfolds His presence to us. It's just good. Hey, but Mark, can you give us a little bit more about Hebrew context and all of that stuff?
Okay. So part of Hebrew context is when you start thinking about what are the people of His day hearing? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we have folks in the world, you know, saying unhitch yourself from those Jewish scriptures, right? Which is one of the biggest mistakes. You're going to throw out the first two-thirds of the whole. You know, it's basically crippling yourself. Mm-hmm. So when we watch what Yeshua is saying, when we see what Jesus is saying, and we go, what is His audience hearing? So I was on a Bible study with a group over in Jerusalem a couple of days, well, 2 days ago, and this 85-year-old lady, really cool, feisty old lady, and she showed me something I'd never heard before, actually still in the group, and she goes, you know when Jesus said He's the great shepherd? Mm-hmm. And we go, oh yeah, I mean, we can all relate to Jesus being the great shepherd. What is He literally telling them, His audience? What are they going to relate it to? So you go to Psalms 23, and it says, people translate it as the Lord is my shepherd, but literally it's Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is my shepherd. One of the biggest things we have coming against us today in a number of different things is saying, well, Jesus never claimed He was God, right? We got both the anti-God, anti-man, blah, 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 all these different weird things, but He very clearly did. In a very Hebraic way. Mm-hmm. So when He's telling them He's the shepherd, they're here in Psalms 23, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is my shepherd. And now Yeshua is claiming to be Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Very clearly in a very, I mean, to His audience. Mm-hmm. So, and John 10, right? Another place is we talk about the two greatest commandments. And you can tell them, what are the two greatest commandments?
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and the others unto that. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Okay. So in love your neighbor as yourself, where does it come from?
I don't know. You can school me.
Leviticus 19. And it's, so they're used to hearing this, right? The teachers of the law, the guys that's the guy that's coming to him. Is a legalist, if you will, if you really want to translate it. And he's posing this question to Yeshua. And so what you have is you have a guy who is very well schooled in what it says, mm-hmm. but doesn't necessarily have a heart understanding of it. So what they would do is they would read it. They're there at the Torah, and they're having the Torah read over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are very familiar with the refrain when they hear things. And so when Yeshua says this, this guy's automatically back in Leviticus 19,
mm-hmm.
right? And he hears, love your neighbor as yourself. And to finish that sentence off, it's, I am Yehovah. So Yeshua leaves it hanging. So it's sort of like, you know, we sing Amazing Grace. You go, how sweet the sound,
mm-hmm.
right? You're even if I don't finish it for you, if I leave it hanging in your brain because you've heard that refrain over and over and over again, you're finishing the refrain. So this guy is finishing the refrain in his head.
Okay.
And so Yeshua is actually very clearly telling him who he is, because the guy's got the end of the sentence going on in his head. Mm-hmm. He just said. That's who he is, right?
Yeah.
So by inference.
So in another case, we don't know because it's not fully, and so we just got these pieces, but we don't have the full concept of the meaning.
Well, it doesn't mean everybody doesn't. I mean, but I've asked lots and lots of people
mm-hmm.
that same question. Where does that come from?
Okay.
Right? And I haven't had one person yet actually say, Leviticus 19, you know? So we're missing, I mean, you have gobs of people that will quote that for their agenda. Oh, all you got to do is love. All you got to do is love. And he says, no, all the rest of these things hang on this. So everything we do hangs on, is dependent on those being the primary things.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says, if you love me, you will guard my commandments. You know, are we guarding his commandments? It's a heavy duty question, right? So there's context to that. By the way, context is an interesting word. They talk about context being king, and you go, okay, well, where does the word come from? What's the etymological root of context? And text in this case literally comes from the Latin to weave. So it's woven together. So context is really something that's woven together, and what we're trying to do is follow the threads all the way through.
That's some good stuff right there. So yeah. So and that's what Hebrew is. Hebrew is the threads, right?
Mm-hmm.
From beginning to all the way to the end.
That's right.
Like you said, the first two letters is bookmarks.
So when you tie some of these concepts together, and you realize so. You like Revelation, the revelation to John, and you talk about the abyss, and we were starting over again in Genesis 1, and if you look at it in Hebrew, it's Tahom, the deep, and darkness was over the face of the deep.
Mm-hmm.
And the LXX.
He's going to get deep with y'all. He's going to get deep with
and,
y'all.
And the Septuagint and the LXX and the Greek writing, or the Greek translations, and I put that in plural because they were, there's several of them, which you have from the Hebrew into the Greek, they use the word abyss. Mm. All of a sudden, you have in Revelation this whole abyss thing and what's going on, and you realize that God has prepared, from verse 2 of Genesis, God has prepared a place to put the enemy.
Mm.
He's not surprised by anything.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what's going to happen. So it builds up your faith when you start seeing these threads go all the way through Scripture, but it also helps you realize that, wow, you know, had a guy in our study that's fluent in Hebrew and Arabic and knows his Greek and stuff, and he said, you know, I've been reading this for 40 years, and this is the first time I saw this.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the guy preaches in Arabic and Hebrew and knows some Russian and blah, 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 you know, been in the land for over 30 years. So it's really an amazing dynamic when you submit yourself to be taught and you seek it and you keep reading it and you dive in and he opens up. Because if you think about it, what got us off in the first place? What got us off in the first place is, did God really say?
Yeah.
And so what we're asking is the other side of that. What are you saying? And so with how this milieu of morphing English words, so English is so fluid. You can't, I mean, I give lots of examples of English words that don't mean what they meant 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So we got a real problem with trying to understand even what other people are saying. And forget between the genders. Mm-hmm. We got issues just simply trying to communicate a lot of times in English. And so going back and looking at the original, going through the Greek, for example, in the New Testament, and going, okay, how does the Septuagint, what's this word in the Septuagint, and how was it used in the original Hebrew? Gives you a huge amount of context and understanding and helps you understand the word a lot better.
Amen. And we need that. We need to grow our faith, increase your faith count. Amen. So getting into that word definitely is a must. But I would also say, you know, learning, just take some Hebrew classes, you know, and
there's lots of really, YouTube gives great beginner stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember one you sent me, I was just like amazed by it. Yeah, it's some powerful stuff. And you know, that's really for the people that just really don't want to be surface Christians. Now, like I said, you don't have to do it, but you know, your desire to learn more about God is beneficial for you. He says, study to show thyself approved to me. God honors that. God, when God sees you studying, I know for a fact, when he sees you studying and he sees you not going out with everybody else because you want to put some time into prayer and to studying and God honors that, people. If you want to get closer to God, these are some steps for you to get closer to him, for him to reveal. I love the scripture that says, because he seen them keeping his commandments, he revealed himself to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, wow. So if they wasn't keeping his commandments, he probably wouldn't have revealed himself to them, you know?
Choose you this day.
Yeah. So I don't know. All I know, I want to get everything that I can get from the Lord in this life and the next. See, so I'm not just what you would call a Sunday saint. I have never been a Sunday saint. I believe in the Sunday service. I believe in worship. I believe in the keeping the Sabbath. I believe in those things. But then I also understand that I have to apply myself in everything that I believe in. So, hey, but we got to take a break. You know, I can talk to Mark all day long, and, you know, it's very few men that I can call on the phone and be on the phone for hours and then realize, man, it's been hours. It's very few. He's one of them. Hey, but hey, we'll be right back on Bridging the Gap.
Listening to Bridging the Gap.
Bridging the Gap.
Rewind. Life is like chess, checkmate, cause the devil lost. You can't take down the cross. Life is like chess, checkmate, cause the devil lost. You can't take down the cross. Holy in this war is the real boss. So I never lose. Anything I go through, I come back strong. chess checkmate, cause the devil lost. You can't take down the cross. Life is like chess checkmate, cause the devil lost. You can't take down the cross. Holy in this war is the real boss. Checkmate, cause the devil lost. Holy in this war is the real boss. Checkmate, cause the devil lost. I don't do this for me, I do this for God. And I don't plan to fail, plan to raise his name high. It's like chess checkmate, cause the devil lost. You can't take down the cross. Holy in this war is the real boss. Checkmate, cause the devil lost. Holy in this war is the real boss. Checkmate, cause the devil lost. There's some really good actors that will try to deceive, try to make you believe that it is what it seems. I keep my head high, don't believe all the hype, cause the ones that do right, they try to cut like a knife. The devil, and the devil can never win. I'm ahead of him, always gonna be better than anything that the devil is. I'm up, I come with more power than a trunk, and my enemies and the devil know it. That's why I'm tough. Life is like chess checkmate, cause the devil lost. You can't take down the cross. Life is like chess checkmate, cause the devil lost. You can't take down the cross. Holy in this war is the real boss.
So way many calls on this road, fighting to stay in your presence on a daily basis. Otherwise, I feel alone. You the promise keeper, we're just not believers. You said stay awake and all you find is sleepers. Ask for faithful brides and all you got were cheaters. We want hearts like David, now you got your keepers. How amazing your grace, you accept the sinner, but under the condition that I'll have to make a change. Try to clean it myself and it may stain. Lord, I burn it all, you just make flames. Come search my heart, look in the depths, see what you find. You can confront me, tell me what's wrong, I ain't trying to hide. What are my motives? What's my design? My life is yours. Before I betray you, I'd rather die.
And I don't really care who it is. This one's for me.
This one's for me.
I just want it all on the table. You already know me. You know I just want to be perfect. That's why I hurt so deep. Cause you can see the ugly within me. Won't you come show me?
Take a look inside. Take a look inside. Take a look inside.
Wide Ephesians. Yeshua had to die just for me to live. It would have been just for him to kill me. When he said it just to die, I couldn't justify. It would have been just a lie. I could not hide the evil inside. You waited for me to be honest with you. I gave up my pride, you gave me the light. I'm honored to share all this knowledge with you. I'm fighting the sins of my forefathers, satanic conceptions. A man who confesses, handles direction, stands in your plan of election. Father, my heart is corruptible. I depend on your power to keep me. That's the reason I can't get enough of you. Fill me up before that you depleted me. Your word is a spiritual mirror. Your spirit, it orders my soul. You couldn't speak any clearer. Your will, it holds all of my goals.
Come search my heart, look in the depths, see what you'll find. You can confront me, tell me what's wrong, I ain't trying to hide. What's my intention, what are my motives, what's my design? My life is yours, before I betray you, I'd rather die.
This one's for me.
This one's for me.
I just want it all on the table. You already know me.
Yeah.
You know I just wanna be perfect. That's why I hurt so, deep.
So deep.
Cause you can see the ugly within me. Won't you come show me?
Take a look inside. Take a look inside. Take a look inside. Oh, yeah. Take a look inside. Take a look inside. Take a look inside.
Amen. Take a look inside. Hallelujah. Man, I appreciate God. When I got saved, it was just me and him. So I didn't have any outside influence. See, so just learning about him, studying more about him, I tell you, it builds me up so much. And I just appreciate God for, first of all, putting that in me. A lot of stuff we claim, he don't want to put it in us, you know? So I just thank the Lord that I have that experience. And then everything that about me is about some type of outreach. It's about everything that I have ever done in my life in Christendom has been some type of outreach and some type of pulling others into this fold. And so I just appreciate him. But it's an honor having you here today. So can you give us some contents on biblical
translation?
Yeah, translations, or you know, because you know we can go. I talked to you about so much stuff. We can go all over the place.
You can go, yeah, a lot of rabbit trails. Some of the things that, because your initial thing you were asking is about why learn Hebrew. So, how much of the Bible is not translated into English?
I'd rather hear what you got to say for me to answer the question.
I can't answer the question, but I'll give you an example.
Well, okay.
So when Jacob came to Bethel, it says it was formerly called Luz. There's three words right there for you. What does Jacob mean? What does Bethel mean? What does Luz mean?
I heard a great study on what Jacob mean, but wow, that's
okay.
Deep.
Yeah, no. So Yaakov literally means to catch the heel, right? He will, it has this concept of Jacob, Ekev is a heel.
Okay.
So he caught his brother's heel. So it's to follow in, they use it in modern Hebrew to like the trackers, somebody who's tracking or a detective or following in the footsteps of, it's a picture of following at somebody's heel. So in one way, you can think of Yaakov as, you know, initially he's grasping at his brother's heel, but in the end, Yaakov is following God. He's following on the footsteps of God because the one who's really going to crush, use his heel to crush the serpent's head.
Okay.
Right. Cool, huh? So then Bethel and Bethel and Luz. So they say Beit El is house of God, Luz is almond tree.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the house of God, if you look at the tabernacle, the menorah, the candlestick inside, is a picture of an almond tree. So literally in the tabernacle, they have this thing traveling around with them that's a picture of an almond tree inside the house of God. And so the very first place Yaakov comes, whose name is changed to Israel. So then Israel's traveling around, right, with this place that is, I mean, this menorah that's a picture of an almond tree inside the house of God. But since it's not necessarily, the names aren't translated, gobs of Moshe, for example, Moses, for example, all these different names, we lose context.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it gives you, what does Dwayne mean?
Well, I can get, I don't know.
You didn't look it up in the baby book.
I'm teasing
your brother.
I did look it up a couple of places, but.
So if you go to Wikipedia and look it up, mm-hmm. right, it tells you it's Irish for black,
mm-hmm.
which is like, cool. It literally is Irish for black. Okay, yeah. Thanks, Dad. You know, Leroy got it right. So I love your dad.
Yeah.
I love your pops. When we start looking at translation, I get this question all the time. What translation is the best? I can't learn Hebrew, so what translation is the best? How do you even begin,
mm-hmm.
right? That would mean you'd have to essentially be almost omniscient. I can tell you gobs of translations that aren't very good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have this one spectrum between literal and between an analogy, right?
Okay.
So literal is a problem. If I say to you, let's get the ball rolling, or you say to me, let's get the ball rolling. And let's get the ball rolling. Let's get ready, right? It's an idiom. But if we go tell Kaleem's buddy who only speaks Arabic, let's get the ball rolling, we translate it literally, he's going to look around for a ball to roll.
Mm-hmm.
So there's idiomatic expressions that don't necessarily make sense. So if you say, hey, hand me the monkey wrench. You know, in Hebrew today, they say, give me the Swedish key, the miftach svedi, right?
Mm-hmm.
Swedish key. If we translated Swedish key from Hebrew into English, you and I both are going, what?
Yeah.
You know, so there's literal translation can be an issue. So you really have to understand context. And so one of the incentives to really learn Hebrew is to not be at the mercy of people who have agendas when they're translating it.
Wow, yeah.
You know, I don't want to be at the mercy of anybody's agenda, and much less in the most important thing that I have, which is the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge incentive for me.
Yeah, I this is one thing that I learned, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. It's like a Hebrew phrase. What they say, 40 days and 40 nights.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a Hebrew phrase. It doesn't necessarily mean it's 40 days and 40 nights, and it doesn't mean that it's not 40 days and 40 nights, you know? And it's just some things like that popped out. So, translation, like you said, it depends on who's translating it, right?
Big time.
Yeah. So, wow. You know, and this stuff is so rich, and it's so much in it. You know, we can go on and on and on with this stuff. But that's why I like sitting under you to get a better understanding in general. I don't get as deep as you guys get, but just having the basic concepts of certain things. Like you explained the candlesticks, and that was... can you do that for the audience? Explain, because... I was looking at it totally different.
So how we typically look at it, right, in most English translations, I haven't seen one that, if you look at the Greek word that they translate in, that Yeshua, when he's talking in Revelation to John,
yeah.
and he says, these seven are is the seven assemblies. And what's really powerful is when you take that Greek word, it's not a single candlestick.
Mm.
Each, he's saying there's seven menorahs. That means there's 49 lights,
mm-hmm.
which is a picture of what they're doing in Sukkot, in the Feast of Weeks. And the 50th day or the 50th year is liberty. And Yeshua is that light.
Wow.
Because that's what John is seeing, right?
Uh-huh.
He's seeing Yeshua as that light. That light here, so you got a whole picture of liberty in the body of Messiah, the seven assemblies, the complete body of Messiah is supposed to be a picture of that.
So 50 is Christ.
Well, 50 is a picture of liberty.
Okay.
Yeah. The year of Jubilee.
Okay.
Everything gets set free. But he's the one that does that. So it gives us it gives us patterns.
We've been thinking that it's just been seven, but it's 49.
Yeah. Each one of them, each of these is...
So the menorah has how many? How many candlesticks in it?
A menorah has seven.
Seven.
Seven lights on it.
Seven, okay.
So there's, if you look at it, it's actually seven menorahs.
So, yeah.
You got 49.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always seen, as a kid,
And like, 50 is the time of Jubilee.
Yeah, getting set free. So the Feast of Weeks is a picture of that. There's other pictures of it that he gives us, you know, in between the Passover and when he ascended.
Yeah.
So he ascended the Father on the 50th day, right, on Sukkot.
I'm going to tell you something.
I'm sorry, 50 days from the Passover.
This stuff is real important.
Maybe.
This stuff is real important. It's important to know. But I tell you, reading some of the, and you know, the class, the last class I was at.
Let me back up.
Okay.
Pentecost is 50 days. Mm-hmm. But they're counting right at they start the count right at the end of the Feast of Passover and then start the count on the Sabbath after. So it's actually the 50 days of Sukkot comes at the tail end of the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Yeah. And that's one thing I want to start doing in my future, start practicing the holidays that the Lord set up and start honoring those and start living in those. I mean, God is awesome. He said, listen, have a feast in my name. you know what I'm saying? I mean, he's like, you know, no, go get down and with your family and have a nice feast in my name. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your time here on earth. And I think that's what the problem is. We get into a place where we are enjoying the things instead of the things that the Creator gave us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or worshiping him in what we have. It gets deep, man. But listen, we ain't trying to make things complicated for you. What I am trying to do, what I'm trying to do is to get you to enlighten you to say, listen, go and study this stuff for yourself. Because first of all, God honors seeing you study him. He honors that. And he blesses you through those things. And it's a blessing for you.
So if you think about it, what was the very first thing that Yeshua quoted? When he's fighting the enemy. When he's fighting the enemy, he quotes Deuteronomy 8:3, and he goes, man does not live by bread alone, but by every thing that comes out of the mouth of God, right? So everything that comes out of the mouth of God, every word that comes out of the mouth of God, his breath, this is how we live. Mm-hmm. So if we aren't into his word from the very beginning, Genesis 1:1 and on, all the way through the end of Revelation, that all of that gives us life. It gives us the ability to fight the enemy. Amen. And that's essentially what he was modeling during those 40 days, and then he deals with the enemy. Mm-hmm. And boom, here you go.
Man, I tell you, I wish I had a full broadcast today because I want to talk to you about some more. But we have a short broadcast. We had a basketball game before us. And we have ANT before us. We have Wake Forest after us. So we're going to short day today. But we're going to get down some more. Mark ain't leaving. John Mark is not leaving yet. But I'm going to get into some of this good gospel music. We're going to take a break and we're going to play some songs. And then we'll be right back with John Mark. This is my... this is my Hebrew scholar. I tell you, I love talking to him. I love inquiring more about the Lord. You know, it just opened up my door to understanding this, and that's what I want to do. I want to understand more. And one of my prayers, and I don't know how it got into my spirit, but one of my prayers when I got saved, I was like, Lord, I want to know the hidden things. I want to know the deep things. I want to know the things that you just didn't, you know, just anybody just don't get. And all of that stuff comes through studying. It comes through a relationship with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, amen, working inside of you, through you. Yeah, all that stuff coming together, coming to play. But hey, we're going to be right back on Bridging the Gap.
over speaking the word and how it relates to you. This is Bridging the Gap.
Kingdom witness, stand up on your feet if you get this. I'm with this 24/7. Eyes on the prize, trying to make it to heaven. Stand for the gospel, life free from leaven. And I keep it real, 89 plus 11. Some call me the reverend, I preach with that fire. Pass me the scroll, I'll be like Jeremiah. The devil's a liar, we praise like a choir. Take this up higher, it's for the Messiah. Let them know, we come to rock the show, rock the show. Souls can grow, a little praise, but we need some more, yeah, and I'm about to go wild, praise through the roof, get it swagged out and so styled, my God is so mild, his ways are so foul, and his promises pass from your child to your child, turn this one up, from your hood to your hood, see my God is so good, don't know him, then you could, don't share him, then you should, see I was just asking, not just trying to cash in, I'm repping the God that is filled with compassion, no matter the season, he still be in fashion, I do this right here, cause it is passion.
Everybody, everybody wanna know. We rock with the king and that's for sure. We doing kingdom business. We doing kingdom business. Everywhere we go, we doing kingdom business. We doing kingdom business. Everywhere we go, we doing kingdom business. We doing kingdom business.
City to city, show after show. I've seen your glory, but I want some more. May not be angels, but just below. Am I turning back? The answer's no. The rooster's crow is still the soul. I've seen my God destroy the foe. May not be major, may not be pro, but still his love is for me though. Can take the silver, can take the dough. I'll still be here till the trumpets blow. We preach the kingdom, the blessings flow. He canceled out the debt we owe.
Everywhere we go, everybody, everybody wanna know. We rock with the king and that's for sure. We doing kingdom business. We doing kingdom business. Everywhere we go, we doing kingdom business. We doing kingdom business. Everywhere we go, we doing kingdom business. We doing kingdom business.
D-Rock. STL to ATL, it's how we get down.
Kingdom business.
Yeah.
Father, I know that your word says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I know that the good in me is the Christ in me, because Christ is my righteousness. Yeah. But Father, even though it seems like trouble is all around, just like Daniel in the lion's den, Father, you shut the lion's mouth. Asking you in my time to deliver me from the mouth of the lion.
Lord, I need you to stand with me in the heat of the fire. Deliver me from the mouth of the lion. The enemy hasn't closed all around me, but I gotta keep fighting. Deliver me from the mouth of the lion. See, your word is truth, and with you, Father, I know I
frustration is not as strong as it has been lately. Everything I'm facing is trying to break me, but I'ma make it. And I'ma go through with a smile, cause the joy I got, the world can't take it. But face it, I realize that this is just part of the process. Really don't want to open that closet, cause inside may be the Loch Ness. But I gotta progress, I can't benefit from no profit. I'm searching for the key to my destiny. I guess I'ma need up a locksmith. Feeling like sometimes I've been dropkicked, but throwing in the towel is nonsense. Too many years in it, too much time spent. I'm just telling you how my mind get, yeah. I'm leaning on you, and I'm in need of your anointing. I heard somebody say that trouble don't last always, and joy comes in the morning. That's why, God, I'm leaning on you, and I'm in need of your anointing. I know these troubles won't last always, and my joy's coming in the morning. I'm waiting,
Lord,
right,
I need
here.
You to stand with me in the heat of the fire.
I'm right here. I'm not gonna move. Lord, I'm waiting,
Lord,
right,
I need
here.
You to stand with me in the heat of the fire.
I'm right here. Yeah.
See, your word is truth, and with you, Father, I know I will triumph. Deliver me from the mouth of the lion. I got a word to do, and in you I can face my Goliath. Deliver me, Lord.
Man, it felt like the struggle's realer than it ever been. We still in it though, right?
I just wanna spend time with him. Ay, not pray like I'm waiting to get up. I just wanna get it in one time without a mind drift. Mind flip like a light switch. I wanna pray through the crisis. Next thought breaks in the violence. Get away, figured I could pray in the quiet. My mind just goes ape when it's silence.
I just wanna do right, but I slip more than a few times. I was hoping you might help me get it righteous in due time.
I don't wanna live how the blind do. Walk right by you and to the bayou. Lie like I tried to find you, but let me hit a quick lick. And if I don't get rich, I'll try you.
Hey.
We owe you more than a play. You close till we know that we gon' get away. With the bag you roll and dough you going astray. But it's sad, it's only when you broke and you pray. Knowing it's true, I'd rather be broken in two if that'd get me closer to you. Than front like I'm whole when I know it's a hole in my soul. You the only one know what to do with it, holy and true. To you be the glory, I study you like a historian do. I'm a warrior with a sword that could turn an enemy of yours into a freaking warrior fool. God over money, the movement, you blackball who? I smack your blackball with a pool stick. We too sick, we already know the truth is. We can't fold to the dark side, we too lit.
I submit it all to you, God.
I've been in my mind all day,
all day.
Couldn't go to sleep
last night, yeah.
I just need to see your face.
See your face.
Maybe I can get back right.
I submit it all to you, God.
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 I submit it all to you, God. I'ma keep on praying. Whole truth, nothing but the truth. I'ma keep on saying. Finna ride the beat like Debo on that bike to squeak though. When the prayer ignite, it's like a cheat code, ain't it? No petrol, just diesel. Banging out the shack, you would think number 3-4 playing. West coast to the east coast, beast mode on the beast. Each flow make the king more famous. Speak to the mountain, watch obstacles moving. If you give your life to God, watch what he do with it. Christ is the ruler, now I am a shooter. Shoot prayer through the roof like do with it. Go ahead, make your request known. Whatever your dress code, you're wearing the best coat. You're covered in the blood of the one who bled for the sins of the world, voted the most left on. We are ready for heaven, you're ready to let go. Yes, you were better than whatever, you won't let go. Devil trying to set us up, whatever we blessed though. And if I fail, it'll be for telling them heck no. Struggle, I might though, but I stay tied to the light pole. The body with me, I don't play ISO. I might fall, but I'm bold, cause I know the Christ role, so I'm righteous in the sight though.
I submit it all to you, God.
I've been in my mind
all day.
Couldn't go to sleep
last night,
yeah.
I just need to see.
Streets, bridging the gap.
dope boy, I used to move that there. In the hood so much, I thought I'd move back there. But it's IDJ, I brought the crew back there. You met the law when we did, so why are you back there? We get a word to the chicks in the blue black hell. In the thugs with the straps and the durag. Well, the bandanas, no manners in the who, what, where. We made it out, so we not leaving you back there. If you after checks, thinking you not there. Introduce you to the law, no matter who might stare. He the judge, I'm the prince, welcome to battle. Educate you on the cross, homie, you might bet. Oh, he don't change cause your status. I ain't the hardest, but the Lord, he the baddest. We far from a fraud, it's a habit. So the goal to get it steaming at the top like an addict. Boy, it's automatic. God in the hood, welcome to our dreams. Flood the streets with him like it's New Orleans. He ain't worried about the baggage that you might bring. But he ain't with the bull like Lou Aldeans. Still trying to get stripes like Kuzak. When I'm all up in your kitchen like a hot stove. Everything that you need, Ava do got. Skin the kid with the rim, that's my goal.
And I be like, hey, I'ma tell a whole world about him. You can never doubt it. You can never doubt it. Ten toes deep. I'm sure about it. I'm sure about it. I'm sure about it. To the top of my lungs, I'ma shout it. Ain't nobody greater. Ain't no, ain't nobody greater. 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 Ain't nobody greater.
Who you know greater? Probably thinking of the people with the most paper. So now you're trying to stack it green like a skyscraper. Anybody tell you different, you like, but I hate her. But don't forget about his favor. These accolades go to your brain, inflate you. Danger, now you're thinking you're major. Even more than the one in major. Pull up on the scene like you got in the flesh. Listen, play it, don't play yourself. That money funny, don't love it, but get it. Remember to stay yourself. Cause nowadays you gotta save yourself. Cause you can go to church every Sunday and not even be saved yourself. I'm saying get it right before you leave. All hearers, no doers, that's bad for your health. You say that you love them, your actions don't show it should be set apart from this world, but see, nobody noticed. No fruit on your fig tree. I know how they look because they used to beat me. Holy Spirit was grieving, situation deceiving, because I knew that the Lord would forgive me. So long saying, God, know my heart on me, no harm, like I found me a loophole. I had to stop playing with God, I'm too grown, proclaiming his greatness until I'm in my true home. Ain't nobody greater.
Hey, I'ma tell a whole world about him. If you try, you can never doubt it. You can never doubt it. Ten toes deep, I'm sure about it. I'm sure about it. I'm sure about it. To the top of my lungs, I'ma shout it. Ain't nobody greater. 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 Body.
And amen. Hey, welcome, welcome back to Bridging the Gap. It's been a blessing for me to have my man John Mark here on the broadcast today, sharing his studies, and it's a lot of them. I got to have him back again because, you know, we haven't even touched the surface, but next time we'll have a little bit more focus on some stuff, figure it out. But yeah, I just appreciate you coming in today, sir.
You're welcome. It was good to hang out with you.
Amen. Well, I look forward to being there Monday. Lord, say the same for class, and we go from there, and you know, just let the Lord have His way. So, is it any information that you can give the people, or any shout outs you like to make?
Any shout outs?
I know your class is listening.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys. We got a guy over in Israel right now that just got over there, and he's. It's middle of the night over there, so He's digging in. He's getting ready to get slam dunked with 3 months of solid Hebrew. And so he could use some prayer.
Amen.
Because it's like cut your brain open, pour the words in, and regurgitate them. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
But he's been doing good, getting prepped for it. And it's really cool to see that the paradigm shift,
mm-hmm.
you know, and digging in and really being a student of Yeshua.
Yeah. We got to have you back, man, share some of your world travels and all of that good stuff, man, and some of the experiences you have. You know, a lot of this stuff, it helps others increase their faith and help increase their desires. That's why I love the scripture. The scripture says, through the foolishness of preaching, through the foolishness of us just sharing the gospel, he uses that to bring others into him. Through that foolishness, to define the scholars and all of that stuff, just by us sharing the gospel. Look it up, saints. Look that scripture up. But just by us sharing the gospel, he uses that to bring others unto him. You know, you hear the word and you get encouraged by the word and the word directs you. And so, yeah, he uses that. So
you might want to say, like, because people talk about it, right? You can ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of folks out there that speak Hebrew, but they don't really know Jesus.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of scholars that study, and don't know the Lord.
Yeah.
So the reality is, how do we bridge that gap? Segue for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do we bridge that gap between being ignorant and really understanding his word and coming into the knowledge of his truth? It all really is predicated on seeking him.
Yeah.
And he says, if you seek me, you will find me.
Amen.
So it's really attitude, and not in the Western church, there's been a lot of, from an attitude perspective, of cutting off our right leg to, you know, cutting off the first two thirds of scripture.
Yeah.
And what God really wants us to do is take him seriously. So I'll leave you with this one. He confronted the religious leaders of the day, and he said, if you understood Moses and the prophets, you would understand me. And that's just as true today. He hits them with that, with the Torah and the prophets,
mm-hmm.
right? And then what does he do as on the road to Emmaus? Cleophas literally means parchment. The guy he's walking with
mm-hmm.
that doesn't recognize him at first. And what's he doing on the living parchment? He's writing about himself from Moses and the prophets. So understanding Moses and the prophets, understanding the Torah, the prophets, the writings, is really critical for understanding what he's here doing,
mm-hmm.
what he came to do.
Amen. Yeah, that's some good stuff, people. That's rich with revelation. And, like I said, things like this should provoke you to study and learn more and inquire more. That's why I like sitting under certain people, you know, that I can learn from. And like I said, this is one of my scholars, my Hebrew scholar. Amen. So I just appreciate you. Thanks for your time. I'd like to give a shout out to Pastor Stu Epperson. Amen. The owner of the station. He's a man of God. And I just love, I've been missing the Wednesday in the word, but God is good, you know. And give a shout out to Mike Calbone. Amen. The everything man here. He does it all. So it's just a blessing to be in there, you know, and these guys, they sit up here, they have a prayer meeting on every morning, discuss things about you, the listeners, you are in the prayer meeting. Amen. They're praying for you and the salvation for you. And that's what this is about. It's all about bringing people closer to Christ. So again, I give my hats off for you coming in, and we appreciate you. Amen. So we get a roll out of here. We got an early end today. We got a basketball game coming up, Wake Forest. I hope they do their due diligence and see them on the other side. Amen. But we're going to take off, and we appreciate you tuning in and listening. Here go my man, St. Q Productions.
Legend. My debt is paid. Gold. The streets are paved. I haven't made sudden glory. I got a story. You gotta hear spokesperson for the folks that's proud to be weird.
I'm kinda different. Yeah. Cool nerd, a little left, but never tripping. Nope. Giving back, you know I'm all about that giving. Yeah. Jesus be the superstar, I'm Scottie Pippen.
Central High, the red and black, stomping grounds midway, University at. Unidale by Earth, grab a purse from my dad. From now, my dad. Who can I help? Who can I bless? Who can I serve? It's Christ that I rep. Yep. All things working together for my good. St. Paul, capital city, where I stood. 10 toes down, a legend in my hood. Legend. All things working together for my. All things working together for my good. Yeah. St. Paul, capital city, where I stood. 10 toes down, a legend in my hood. All things working together for my. I was born in '83.